sponsors, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Verman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
And welcome to beautiful and a packed house here at Spring Ford High School in Royersford, right off of Route 422, Boyertown, the Lady Bears, and Cardinal O'Hara, Jason Bieber, year number 9 for Boyertown. They're 25-5. Cardinal O'Hara, 25-3, their head coach, 71 years young, looking great, still feisty, Linus McGinty. His 22nd season here at O'Hara, over 500 wins with O'Hara, 12 years before that with Archbishop Carroll, over 300 wins there. I have him for over, not the exact figure, 800 career wins, and it's going to be an unbelievable girls basketball game. The winner goes to the state final Friday night, Giant Center in Hershey at 6 p.m. Now, we have a special guest here.
Yes, we do.
Because I've been doing some public address here the last couple of weeks. Her husband is Mickey McDaniel. It's Mrs. McDaniel, first name again.
Becky McDaniel.
And she
controls the sound, at least the music sound, I guess, for yes. this gym, which is unusual in a high school environment. I mean, some guys usually on a tape player or something if you get lucky. But usually there isn't a whole lot of music other than pregame. So how do you work it here with the game? Do you have certain themes and stuff you use depending on what's going on with the action? Obviously, you have to be neutral tonight.
Well, at the beginning of the game, we usually play music that's upbeat for the kids to warm up. And then there's a certain set at the beginning for the announcements and then the national anthem. And during the game for the timeouts, we try to play music that the kids like and that's upbeat. Halftime, it's kind of up to me, and I kind of cater more to the crowd.
Right.
Play some oldies, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Chicago.
Now, during a regular season game when it's your own team, are you allowed to do sound effects when balls drop in a basket or anything like that when it's a three-pointer?
No, we just play music. Dead balls, timeout, halftime,
okay.
Quarters. We're not allowed to play anything while the game is in progress.
Right. Well, I'm just thinking, as soon as the ball hits the net, you could...
Yeah, not like baseball when you do breaking glass.
And her husband, not only the athletic director for a long time here, works tirelessly. Mickey is also the girls' basketball coach. He took them to the state finals in 2014, lost to Cumberland Valley. But I don't know how he does it, but it's great you guys can, at least you're not just home, hanging out, being bored. You're with your husband.
But some people like to be home being bored, but that's okay. It's nice you guys are together.
I have to come here to see him.
Right. At least you know where to find them. It's more than some people can say. So this must be an exciting game coming up for you.
Yeah, this should be a real exciting game. Boyertown's one of our league rivals.
I see that
on
the banner.
But we wish them the best and rooting for them to win.
All right, well, very good. Well, we appreciate you stopping by and giving us a couple of minutes to tell us about the sound system here. It's a fabulous gym. You've never been here, but the place is packed. So if you don't have tickets already and you're listening to our broadcast, stay home and listen. This is going to be a little too crowded up here. Plus, our listening audience is generally about an hour away. So.
Oh, Becky, thank you very much, Becky McDaniel. It was nice meeting you the other day. Great job on the music, and hope next year I can do some more games for you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. That's awesome. Becky McDaniel, the wife of Mickey McDaniel, the athletic director here, plays the music. Again, thank you very much. Mark Jordan joins us. And Mark, Cardinal O'Hara, Delaware County team, Boyertown, right up the road here. And they're right outside of Reading. It should be an incredible game, and you have all your stats and figures to size it up.
Yes, these are two great teams, obviously, to get this far in the state tournament. You've got to be an excellent basketball team. We had the misfortune of playing both of these teams two years ago, actually.
That's okay, though.
We got a win, actually, at Boyertown in a stunner and lost to O'Hara in the first state game. Boyertown is senior-led. Abby Capp is their senior, averaging 15.5 points a game. Going to Bucknell, recruit, fantastic. Another senior, Katie Armstrong, gets 9.3 points a game. And Allie Marcus, another senior, gets 7.8 points a game.
She is going to Albright.
Fantastic. Also pretty close by. So they've been through the wars. They understand what it's about. O'Hara, as well, you know, has got the four Division I players. Linus is a fantastic coach. I see him readily on the weekends at a place in Chester. I can't really say.
In Chester?
Yes. It's right on the riverfront. Right nice place.
It's close enough.
Okay.
That's close enough. Great
there
enough.
You go.
Good job by Michael. But you all know how great O'Hara is, and the Catholic League is so dynamite. They beat Wood in the final 35-30. They beat Newman Goretti It was a fantastically talented team, 57-42. They've had 12 straight wins. They've won three games convincingly in the state tournament. Last game against North Penn was a bit of a struggle for them. I think the difference in this game tonight, succinctly, is O'Hara's going to play the man-to-man straight up. And they're just a bunch of grinders. These are AAU-tested girls who are really, really smart players. They play unselfishly. They play together. They play hard. I don't think Boyertown has seen a whole lot of that this year. I know they've had some great wins. The last game, Boyertown beat Northampton 56-55. Abby Kapp, 14 points. Katie Armstrong, 18 points. And Kylie Webb, 12 points. In that game, David, they shot 10 for 22 from three-point land. That's a fantastic girls' number. They're going to need 10 more three-pointers tonight to keep this game close. I think O'Hara's going to try to keep them in the low 30s. If it gets much near 40 points or above, I think O'Hara's got a great advantage.
That's our main man, Mark Jordan, not only Radnor girls basketball coach, but he's back at Marple Newtown, head baseball coach, and baseball season is just about here. But still one more week to go in the PIAA high school basketball, six classes, boys and girls. And the tournament's been unbelievable. Lots of upsets, just like the NCAA men's tournament. Duke is gone, and then Wisconsin beats Villanova. I could go on. But it's Boyertown and Cardinal O'Hara in the first game of the doubleheader here at Spring Ford. Boys, single A with a Delaware County connection. Single A, semifinals. Girard College defeats Faith Christian 67-58. So Girard, first time since 09, going back to the state championship game. Their coach, longtime Penwood head coach Clyde Jones. His assistant is a Penwood grad from Delaware County, Hugh Dixon, and former Strathaven boys coach Steve Lewis is another assistant. So Girard College, congratulations to them. Boys basketball, single A, off to Chocolatown, USA. We're going to take a break here. It's Boyertown and Cardinal O'Hara. Girls basketball state semifinals on DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to Spring Ford High School. Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, and Mike Mayer. State semifinals at the 6A level, and it is Boyertown and Cardinal O'Hara. We have a big shout-out to Jalen Peoples. Jalen goes to Cardinal O'Hara High School, boys basketball player, and he is committed to play his college ball, Division III, Gwynedd Mercy. Jalen Peoples, thank you very, very much.
Dave, are you having trouble with your headset? Are you okay?
This sounds a little low.
You're fine.
Trust me, you're fine. Mark?
Not much to add what I already said, other than both teams are very hot. O'Hara, 12 straight wins. That's pretty good, right? And Boyertown, 17 out of the last 19 wins. Fantastic. Boyertown's first state game, who'd they knock off?
That's another thing. Cumberland Valley, 50-35, back-to-back-to-back state champs. 4 years in
that's
a row there in the state final.
That's a really impressive win. And I think they have to channel that kind of effort tonight. Again, I think O'Hara, this O'Hara team's a different breed. They have a lot of juniors and seniors that play for them. But guess what? Boyertown's not going to back down. Look at these girls. They're warming up. They're confident. And they're going to come in here again. 10 three-pointers might be a lot to ask for in this game.
I don't think it's terrible to turn to a team and say, all right, look, guys, based on everything we see, we are outmatched here. All right? So here's how we're going to play. Here's how we're going to overcome that and have a plan, plan A and plan B. I mean, you coach basketball. That's what you got. You're going to take on teams that on paper look stronger than you are.
100%.
And now this is a big game.
And in a tie, and 2 years ago we played O'Hara, and again in the state tournament up at Lansdowne Catholic, and we decided to go to our old-fashioned triangle in two, taking their two top players out of the game. At the time, it was Nihil and Sheehan, Mary Sheehan and Hannah Nihil, and it worked for a while, and eventually we realized that they have not two good players. They have about seven or eight good players, and that's sort of where it gets you, where I don't think Coach Bieber can be too tricky against them. He might try some junk things, some zones here and there to slow them down. But eventually they have to play a man-to-man, and they have weapons all over the court, O'Hara.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. This is you know, Boyertown is on the wrong end of the sheet on this one. But that's okay. I mean, that first of all, you're going to play a team that thinks they're going to win, and that can be an advantage. And secondly, if you got a good coach and a good plan, and you never know, and you got to hope that the other team isn't quite as good as they usually are.
And isn't that basically what happened in the March Madness the last weekend? I mean, some of these teams played. It's not dissimilar to that. And that Villanova didn't play as well as they could have played.
Of course.
And they lost.
Of course. I mean, listen, if you want to do it on paper, you have a computer printed out, and everybody wins and loses, and you all go home. Nobody has to do anything. If there are
no
stadiums, sell hot dogs, you just take care of it. But, no, you got to play the game. We always say that. And that's what makes sports so exciting, because no matter what it looks like on paper, they got to perform, and you know, you get one of your shooters is cold, and you can block them out. And
I agree with all that. I guess the one thing I always say, in baseball and basketball primarily, is that defense travels. And O'Hara's defense is dynamite. When they beat Wood 35-30, you hold Wood to 30 points. Then they held Upper Dublin to 26 points. Defensively, they're very, very, very good. So, you know, Boyertown might be okay with having long possessions, 45 seconds to a minute long. You know, that may be fine for the kid to score down. I'd be interested to see if O'Hara presses a little bit to get a little more up-tempo and let those girls play in the full court, because I think Coach Bieber of Boyertown will be happy to go slow.
One of the key players for Cardinal O'Hara is Kenzie Gardler, and she's going to Villanova. She's a 5'7 junior, and a lot of bloodlines there. Grandfather, Buddy Gardler, tough Delco guy. Buddy, longtime head coach, 32 seasons at O'Hara for the boys, over 500 wins. And, of course, my Virginia days, I have a little special note here. Buddy, good friends with the late, great Chip Lozenak, who I met down in Virginia, was a longtime assistant coach there in Northern Virginia, passed away a few years ago. So Chip Lozenak looking down from up top, rooting on Buddy Gardler and Chris Gardler, her dad.
Who's the coach at Marple Newtown, by the way. This is the boys' assistant basketball coach.
There you go. And
God, we're only 3 points of separation, right?
And then the granddaughter, Kenzie Gardler, among others. Let's take a break. We'll be back with the starting lineups. It's girls' high school basketball, the state semifinal, 6A Boyertown, Cardinal O'Hara, DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, welcome back once again here to Spring Ford High School in Royersford. Cardinal O'Hara, 25-3, Boyertown, 25-5. Winner goes on to play either Souderton or North Allegheny in the state final, 6 o'clock. And that'll be Friday night at the Giant Center for the 6A Girls Basketball Championship, in which Cardinal O'Hara lost last year to Cumberland Valley. But CV not in it this year. Again, Linus McGinty, the legend, doing a great job. Now our national anthem.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
I tell you what, it is a packed house here tonight, and it is loud at Royersford, yeah, sure. Spring Ford High School, and getting ready for one heck of a girls' basketball game here this evening, getting ready for the starting lineups that we have here tonight. And public address announcer will send them out here momentarily. A lot of press here tonight also.
Oh, it's a semifinal game, 6A. You know, it's a big game.
So Molly Paulino, one of the starters for Cardinal O'Hara, 5'7 junior. And another 13, 5'7 senior St. Joe's recruit, Mary Sheehan. Kenzie Gardler, 5'7 junior Villanova recruit. Number 20, Hannah Nihill Drexel. She's a 5'5 senior. And a 5'9 junior. Mara Hendrickson going to Drexel.
By the way, you said Mary Sheehan's 5'7. She's 5'11. Just wanted our people to know that.
Yes, Mary Sheehan, you got the 5'11. She's going to St. Joe's. And the other starter is Molly Paulino. So for Boyertown, the Lady Bears, 25-5.
Big Boyertown crowd here today.
Yes, it is. Pac-10 country.
Katie Armstrong, 5'9 senior, number 3. Number 5 is Allie Marcus, 5'6 senior, going to Albright. Victoria Bolton, number 4, 5'7 junior. Number 13 is Kylie Webb, a 5'7 junior. And the other starter, 6-foot senior, Bucknell University, Abby Catt. So once again for Cardinal O'Hara, 5'7 junior, Molly Paulino. Mary Sheehan, 5'11 senior, going to St. Joe's. 5'7 junior, going to Villanova, Kenzie Gardler. Hannah Nihill, 5'5 senior, going to Drexel. 44, Mara Hendrickson going to Drexel, 5'9 junior. Armstrong, Marcus, Webb, Cap, and of course, we also have out there Victoria Bolton for Boyertown.
You know, it's funny, looking at the lineups here, the only thing O'Hara does lack is height.
I mean,
Mary Sheehan's 5'11", and Mara Henderson's 5'9". The other girls are all 5'5", to 5'7", which is not crazy tall in the girls' basketball game.
And the height hurt them last year in the state finals, the Cumberland Valley. Here is the opening tip. It is between Sheehan and Kat, and controlled by the Lady Bears, but I think she stepped on the end line, did Bolton, and O'Hara will take over the basketball. They're O'Hara blue uniforms, red and white trim, and the Lady Bears with the white and red trim. They weave the ball around, right, Mark? That's what O'Hara does.
Straight man-to-man, Boyertown.
Scrappy guards.
Yes, they are.
Kenzie Gardler gets the ball stolen away, and here comes Kat back, left to right, Boyertown, right to left, O'Hara. Between the circles, right of the key is Cap. Cap is guarded by Paulino. Near wing, Webb. Foul line, jumper, yes, by Abby Cap, Bucknell recruit.
It's early. She has a 5-inch height advantage. Maybe they're going to go to that early.
2-0 Boyertown under ninth-year head coach Jason Bieber, Spring Ford High School. Back comes O'Hara. Very, very patient. Driving left side three ball by Gardler is too strong, but I think they're going to call a foul. And it is a 3-shot foul called on Boyertown. 3 shots for Gardler.
You hate the foul jump shooter.
And the personal on Victoria Bolton of the Lady Bears.
Coach Bieber's not happy with that call. He's chirping to the referee.
Free throw by Kenzie is good. Again, she's going to Villanova and only an 11th grader.
Mm. Very impressive.
Packed house here, Spring Ford High School. Again, good. Kenzie will get another. Saw Nihill the other day, Mark. What a ball handler.
She's very, very quick. She's very, very good. Great team player. Great floor vision.
I mean, wow. this Bang, three in a row. Tremendous just fundamentals, obviously.
Diamond full court press.
And the Lady Bears come back. Oh, nice. Driving to the basket. Off the glass. No good by Armstrong. Ball on the floor. In the paint. It's going to be a tie-up, and possession arrow will be with...
It should be with Boyertown.
I believe it is. 6:49 to go.
The ball's out of bounds.
Yeah, that's what they have to do.
Yeah, but they never have possession, so it should go back to Boyertown.
6:49 to go, first quarter. 3-2 in favor of O'Hara.
That's the wrong call. That's the wrong call. They got it backwards.
Yeah, they think they're going to make
the initial tap, the girl's foot was out of bounds, so that's not considered a possession. So O'Hara had the first possession when the girl went out of bounds. So this should be Boyertown ball.
Again, 6:48.
They're not going to do it that way.
They did it wrong. I've seen it many times in a game. I don't know where this crew's from.
Well, you know what? They don't remember the first possession.
Well, they should. That's one of their jobs, the three guys get together and get it right.
Back comes O'Hara with the ball on a one-point lead early in this game. Do or die, state semifinals. Can they pass the ball around the perimeter? It's Hendrickson, top of the key. Driving left side is Sheehan. The jumper, no good. From the left side, ball on the floor. And we're going to have another possession, and that time it'll go.
Maybe it goes to O'Hara again. I'm not sure where they're from.
Better not. You're
that would be a problem.
Confusing me a little bit.
Still diamond press, David.
6:25 to go, first quarter.
Ooh.
And there is almost a steal in the backcourt. They better hurry up, Boyertown, and they throw it away on the near sideline back to O'Hara. The Lady Lions.
Mary Sheen on top of that press is very active.
Linus McGinty. He is a South Philly boy. Graduated from West Catholic High School in 1964. This is Gardler. Top of the key, Sheehan. Right side to Polino. Tenaihill with a left-hand three ball straight away. Wide to the left. Offensive rebound. Shot blocked from behind. And then off the Cardinal O'Hara player.
What?
And it'll be Boyertown ball.
She blocked the shot. We have a bad angle, but...
Lady Bears coming back, trailing by a point. 5:55 to go, first quarter, state semifinals. And they have Webb between the circles now to Ali Marcus. He's going to Albright. Between the circles now, Armstrong.
Oh, nice play.
Pass underneath, loose ball, right block, turning, throwing the ball away. Steele O'Hara. Here comes Nye Hill again. Foul line. Gets it top of the key. Hendrickson, three ball. Yes. The Drexel University recruit, 5'9 junior, Mara Hendrickson. 6'2 O'Hara, 5:17 to go, quarter number one.
Crowd wanted a traveling call, didn't get it.
Driving to the basket, and a blocking foul is called on O'Hara. Believe it's going to be two shots. Mm-hmm. And they call the foul on
Webb, I think, isn't it?
On number 13, Kylie Webb.
Yep.
And at the line, shooting two.
It was on Sheehan. Mary Sheehan got the foul call on her. That's Matt Sheehan's first.
Yeah, check that. Check that. Check that.
I'm sorry. I did that. I'm sorry.
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
But Allie Marcus with an aggressive drive. Yeah. The last couple of Boyertown attempts were drives to the hoop, which I love.
Marcus makes both for Boyertown, and now they trail 6-4. O'Hara 6, Boyertown 4. 5 minutes to go here in quarter number one. Lady Lions with the ball. Gardler, right of the key. That's a three ball from the right side. No good. That was put up in there by Polino in the rebound. Here come the Lady Bears again. Down by two. Top of the key. Three ball. Bucknell recruits. Good. Abby Cow.
Great ball movement, wasn't it? Skip.
They're taking some shots, boy.
Interesting.
7-6 Boyertown. 4.5 to go. Quarter number one. O'Hara with the ball. Girls hoops at its best. Three ball. Left of the key. Goes in again for Mara Hendrickson.
Sniper.
9-7 O'Hara. Foul on the backcourt. It's going to be on O'Hara. Let's see who it's on. The last foul was on Sheehan.
That's on McKenzie Carler.
Gardler. First and the team's second. Boyertown with the rock. 4:10 to go, first quarter. Spring Ford High School. Driving to the basket. Layup around. Oh, no man. Good. Put up in the air by Marcus. O'Hara the rebound.
Did everything great, but get it in the basket. Yep.
Three ball. Gardler. No good. Too strong. Boyertown the rebound. Marcus. Going to Albright. 5'6 senior. Far wing to Cap. Cap guarded closely by Polino.
Look inside.
Top of the key now to Marcus. Right of the key. 3:35 to go. Quarter number one.
You see a chip and see. They go for a cut and they just get bumped every time. It's fantastic.
Thinking about the three is Webb. Now gives it to her teammate. And she bangs it home as Armstrong. Katie Armstrong for three.
Well, I'll tell you, they're not shy.
It was a fadeaway three almost. That wasn't even a great three. Fantastic.
3:15 to go, first quarter. 10-9 now. In favor of the Lady Bears of Boyertown with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're in for a ball game. Hendrickson stops, pops. It's a two ball. Back of the rim, too strong. Cap the rebound. Flying back, the Lady Bears. Driving to the basket, she's fouled. Uh-oh. Armstrong is fouled.
And that's number
14,
Gardler. 2 on Gardler.
Yep.
Coach McKinney has to go to the bench, I believe. There it is.
Kenzie Gardler, number 2. Team foul number 3 on O'Hara.
I haven't seen O'Hara in a while play, but 6 of their first 8 shots and 6 of the first 7 were 3-pointers. Mm-hmm. And early in the possessions. Interesting.
Ooh, down low, losing the ball out of bounds is Boyertown's Armstrong, and the ball will go back to Cardinal O'Hara, 25-3. Boyertown, again, 25-5. Hannah Nihill. Right side, down low, block, glass, good. Bucket is by, Sheehan. Mary Sheehan for 2. O'Hara by 1, 11-10. 2:25 to go, quarter number 1. Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, and Mike Mayer with it. State finals this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Blocks. Driving to the basket. Shot is blocked. Marcus got her shot blocked. Here comes O'Hara. Nihill. Pass underneath. Short jumper. Yes.
That was a great pass. I mean, that just was picture perfect.
Sheehan again for 2. 3-point lead, O'Hara. Cap, top of the key. Foul line cap. Turns. Fires. Wide to the left. Out of bounds. It'll go back to O'Hara. 1:55 to go. Quarter number 1. 13-10. O'Hara from Delco.
And again, it's a pace game. It's a tempo game. O'Hara likes playing this up-tempo, early shots after one or two passes.
Right.
I don't think Boyertown wants to do that. So that last shot, I think, was much too fast. Sideline warning on O'Hara.
Checking into the game for Boyertown is number 21, Avery Swisefort. She's a 5'9 freshman. O'Hara with the ball in their blue and white red trim uniforms. Hendrickson, top of the key, right of the key now. And almost a steal, top of the key. Now it's Nihill driving left side off the glass for 2.
Oh, my gosh.
Forced it up is Hannah Nihill.
And she went right to the floor.
Her first 2 of the night, 5'5 senior. 5-point lead for Cardinal O'Hara. Boyertown coming back. High-scoring game for an O'Hara
game. More than
game
I thought, yep.
So far. Armstrong, 3 ball.
Jeez Louise.
That's not even a pretty shot, but my goodness.
2 3 balls in the game for Armstrong. 6 points for her. 2-point lead, O'Hara. They have the ball. Fast moving first quarter. There's another 3 ball right to the key. Back to the rim, too strong. And the rebound is taken by Armstrong, a Boyertown. Getting it up now to Swisefort. Right to the key. Out high now. Weave it around Marcus between the circles. Guarded by Nihill. Left of the key to Webb. Right of the key. That in the right block. Lay it up. Too strong. Yeah. That was by Webb. And the rebound, O'Hara. 40 seconds ago, first quarter. I tell you, will they go for the final shot here, Mark?
I think they should.
Well, they are.
And Boyertown's content to let them.
28 seconds to go, first quarter. O'Hara with the ball, two-point lead. Been there before. If they can win this, it'll be their third trip to the state finals. They're 0 for 2 so far, an 0-9, and last year to Cumberland Valley with 13 seconds to go. First quarter, top of the key, Hendrickson, man-to-man defense. Right of the key, top of the key, Nihil now drives to the basket. It's up, no, but a foul, a blocking foul. It should be two shots here for Nihil. Let's see who the personal's on. Referee comes over to the scorer's table. Looks like
Schweisford.
Schweisford is great.
First team, second. And two free throws here for Hannah Nihil. N-I-H-I-L-L. No. They say it's on the floor.
Wow. So really? I'm surprised.
They'll have to inbound the ball. 3.7 seconds to go, first quarter. O'Hara looking, ball deflected in the right wing corner. Save from going out of bounds, and that's going to be it. After one quarter of play, it is Cardinal O'Hara from the Philadelphia Catholic League in Delaware County, 15, Boyertown, from District 1 up the road here near Reading, 13 on DelcoHoops.com.
You'll be a dentist. Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. Son, be a
dentist. This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Getting ready for the second quarter, Cardinal O'Hara leading 15-13 over Boyertown, running down the assistant coaches here. Under Linus McGinty of O'Hara, Chris Genther, his right-hand man, Chrissy Dugan, the intense Matt Givens, I don't know if you know Matt, and assistant coach Steve Langley for Boyertown under Jason Bieber, Kelly Furman, Troy Schweisfert, Alex Plate, and Jackie Miller. We begin quarter number two. O'Hara with the ball, Nihil left of the key. Behind the back dribble. Now gives it, floater in the lane, around, no good. That was put up by Polino, and a strong rebound in there by Victoria Bolton, the junior, for Boyertown. And the point guard, Marcus, comes back. Right side to Webb. Top of the key, Armstrong. Left of the key, Marcus. Far wing with the ball is Bolton. Good defense there by Hendrickson. And now driving to the basket with a left hand. Up, no good. Missing the shot. Marcus, rebound. Here they come back. Number 11 into the game. Lauren Light for O'Hara. Short shot, no good. Offensive rebound, O'Hara. Foul line jumper with a left hand by Nihil. No good. And there is number 23. Abby capped the rebound for the Lady Bears of Boyertown. Trailing by just two. 6:55 to go. Quarter number two. In trouble with the left side. Webb now gets it left of the key now to Marcus. To Webb. Out high between the circles, right of the key, Marcus. Here's a three ball straight away, too strong by Kat. Rebound taken by Hendrickson. And she loses the ball from behind. O'Hara with the ball, 2-point lead, 6.5 to go, quarter number two. They slow it up here. Mark, you want to talk about this defense here?
Straight man-to-man, both teams, pretty physical. We like to say handsy on both teams. But a lot of fast three-pointers I've seen. I'll give you some stats on the next dead ball.
Three ball, Hendrickson, left side. Short, offensive rebound. Good job by Sheehan. To the basket, layup, good and a foul.
Great one.
By Mary Sheehan, 5'11 senior, St. Joe's recruit. 6 points for her.
Second chance points, win playoff games. Great rebound by Mary, and a hard attack to the rim, then the left baseline. First quarter, Boyertown from three-point land, 3 for 3, only 1 for 5 inside of it. 4 for 8, 50%. O'Hara shot 2 for 7 beyond the arc, 3 for 5 from two-point land, 5 for 12 first quarter.
Sheehan misses the foul shot, battling for that rebound in the right wing corner. Who has it? It's Cardinal O'Hara, but they throw the ball away. It's a tough play right there. The young lady was falling down. Boyertown back, trailing by 4, 17-13. 5:55 to go, quarter number two. Cat looking wide open left of the key. She does not take the shot. Marcus decides to drive. Misses the layup. Good defense in there by Polino. And here comes number 13, Sheehan, losing the ball out of bounds while she was driving. But last touch, I think,
yes,
by Boyertown. And we have a timeout on the floor. 5:44 to go here in the second quarter. It's Cardinal O'Hara 17, Boyertown 13 on DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
5:44 to go here in quarter number two. And it's 17-13 the score in favor of Cardinal O'Hara. And they have the ball. State semifinals. Credit both teams for advancing this far. Left of the key. O'Hara, left wing corner. Three ball is short. By Gardler, I do believe that's who took the shot. Little screened off right here. We're caddy corner, especially me, out of bounds, back to Boyertown.
Good little set there by O'Hara out of the timeout.
Looks like this will be our final Delco Hoops broadcast for 2016-17.
Sure will.
All the games this weekend live, PCN TV.
It's fun to watch. A lot of them, right?
5:18 to go. Second quarter. Boyertown with the ball, down by four. Good. Give and go. Layup. Yes. Allie Marcus for two. She has 4 points. Boyertown down by two to the Lady Lions.
She's also attempted four shots at the rim so far. She's a very aggressive player.
Nihil. Right wing. Is checking into the game. Jumper right side. No good. Offensive rebound. Up with the left hand. No good. And the rebound to the Lady Bears. They come back with Webb. Webb between the circles. Webb flips it now to Bolton. Way out high, straight away, Marcus. Right of the key, Cap. And Cap slows it up with 4:25 to go. Second quarter. Penetrates to the basket, misses the shot. And the rebound is taken by Bridget Hoy. That's number 10 who checked into the game. Floater, good. By number 20. The Drexel University recruit, the 5'5 senior Hannah Nihil. 4 points for her.
Transition.
4-point lead, O'Hara. Boyertown with a rock, Marcus.
God.
This is Armstrong. Far wing to Cat. Left of the key, Marcus. Bolton, three ball. Got it.
That was from 25 feet, I think, David.
5'7 junior.
Lord.
Victoria Bolton, and there's a lot of people from the small town of Boyertown right here, and we're going to talk about their baseball state champs in a moment. Let's take a break. 3:48 to go in the second quarter. 19-18 O'Hara on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
3:48 to go in quarter number two, state semifinal, 6A girls basketball, Royersford. And Spring Ford High School, Cardinal O'Hara, 1-point lead and the ball. Hendrickson left of the key. Hendrickson between the circles. Boyertown well coached by Jason Bieber. No relation to Justin.
As far as you know.
Probably a cousin.
They just weave the ball out high. Hendrickson, right side. Gardler looks to penetrate. Up. Misses it. Foul on the floor. It's a push. Against Boyertown, with 3:18 to go.
Did not go in anyway, but
in the second.
One thing, though, quick, David, with 3 minutes to go, it's getting very physical.
Oh, yeah.
This end, O'Hara fights through every single screen. And the last couple screens by Boertown were basically almost illegal. Great play.
Left block with the ball is Hoy. We have a tie-up on the floor. Who's the possession arrow with? It's going to be with the Lady Bears of Boertown. They're feeding off a state championship last year in baseball, man. Boertown, District 1.
Well,
champs.
Coach,
you know those guys.
Well, we play them this year, actually, at their stadium. But they're well-coached, and they have great youth programs that feed in. To get to this kind of level, you need great feeder programs as well.
So, I tell you. Left wing corner with the ball is Bolton. He's forcing a jumper, missing the shot. No good. Marcus, ball on the floor again. Possession arrow this time on the tie-up.
And there were four bodies on the floor. And these ladies are playing extremely aggressive.
Ever.
But they come out of the pile smiling. They like this.
Checking into the game for the Lady Bears is number 21, Avery Swisefurt. Boertown, the Lady Bears.
Gardler was on the bottom of that pile, and she jumped up and said, all right, let's keep going.
Her grandpa, Buddy, one of the toughest ever. 2:45 to go. A pullback jumper, strong. Offensive rebound, up, around, no good. That was put up in there by Polino. Offensive rebound is taken by O'Hara, though, and Nihil. Way out high, straight away. Gently to the right, moves to the left of the key. Give and go. Lay it up and in. Old-fashioned basketball right there.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Bucket by Gardler.
Little Princeton action there. Pass to the high post. She cut out back door. Layup.
21-18, O'Hara by three. 2:10 to go. Quarter number two. Girls basketball. Delco hook down low. Lay it up and in for Kat. Abby Catt was seven.
But she has a 5-inch height advantage on Molly Paulino. I would go in there more than that.
Yep. I think they're in trouble getting the ball to her, quite frankly.
But she doesn't sit up down there too often yet.
Packed house, Spring Ford High School. 1-point lead, O'Hara. Hendrickson. Left side, Paulino. Between the circles, they move the ball around quickly. That was Sheehan. Left of the key, Gardler. It's going to be a travel on Nihil.
And you know what's funny? You rarely see them get frustrated. That's the first time I've seen an O'Hara girl get a little frustrated. But Boertown's playing pretty physical now. Their screens are borderline legal, and they're chipping all over the place. And I think O'Hara wasn't maybe ready for this to that extent.
1:30 to go right now here in quarter number two. What a ball game. Packed house. Spring Ford High School. Boertown with the ball. Left side is Bolton. Goes to the basket with a left hand. It's good.
Oh, good Lord.
Victoria Bolton with five. It's a 1-point lead for Boertown. That's small.
First time since the beginning of the game.
Small town America over there, Mark. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Well, that's a fantastic move by her. A left hand layup. She did a little Euro step between two girls.
Coming up on a minute to go in the second quarter. The last Delaware County boys and girls basketball team hanging in there. State semifinals. Cardinal O'Hara with the ball down by one. This is Nihil with 50 seconds to go between the circles. Tough, tough defense by Marcus. Dribbling to the left side. Left wing corner. Down low. Getting it out. Is that Hendrickson for three? It's too strong. And there's Kat the rebound. Going to Bucknell University. Back with a rock is Webb for Boertown. Mark, we're down to 30 seconds to go here in the second quarter.
I would hold for a shot. You're the underdog, so I would hold out.
1-point lead, Boertown. And that's going to be a travel, a rare mistake by the Lady Bears, and that's Armstrong.
And that's partly O'Hara's defense is very, very physical and up in your face.
Well, you're trying to fake out the defense a little bit, and suddenly your feet move, and that's it.
This will be the last shot.
Seven fouls combined in this game so far.
It's a pretty high level of girls basketball. Or basketball, for that matter.
Four on Boertown, three on O'Hara. 15 seconds ago, quarter number two. We're getting ready for halftime here. Driving to the right side. Getting it out high now. O'Hara with the ball. Down by one with 5 seconds to go. It's Nihil, top of the key. Look at that defense. Forces it up short, and that's going to be
that
it.
Was very good.
Boy, Boertown. What a game, just back and forth. It's a It's a battle, baby. It's Boyertown 22 and Cardinal O'Hara 21 at halftime. Girls basketball, the 6A state semifinals. The winner takes on the either North Allegheny, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, Dave Berman back here, and Mike Mayer, Radnor girls basketball coach, and Marple Newtown baseball coach Mark Jordan. We've got a special guest coming our way, Jack McCaffrey. You know it's a big game, but Jack McCaffrey is here from the Delco Times. It is a one-point lead here for Boyertown over Cardinal O'Hara in a hate to say bloodbath in a girls' game, but it is an absolute.
Why not?
Okay, there you go. You're the boss, Mike. If you say it's okay, I can do it.
Good enough for the boys, good enough for the girls.
Boyertown by 1 point, state semifinals, do or die. Winner takes on either North Allegheny or Souderton. They're going on right now. Jack McCaffrey is here. You are a legend.
Come on. Hi, Dave.
Great to see you.
My man.
You're the man. You've been covering Delco Sport, Delco Time Sports since.
We'll give his paper a plug.
Well, you guys are one of our sponsors, man.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'm delighted to be here. You guys are doing a great job. And what a game, huh?
How many years have you been Delco?
I've been there since 86.
Is that all? Seems like longer.
Okay, good.
But Mike started this 4 years ago. When I moved back to the area a couple years ago, I got involved. So it's great.
What a great what a great thing for the kids. Something like this.
And exactly why we do it.
Yeah.
And all the games are archived, and we have a lot of great sponsors, too. All right, your thoughts on the game here tonight?
Oh, I think you called it. It's a rough one out there. It is an absolute rough game. O'Hara has, I would think, the edge in speed. I think O'Hara is going to be in pretty good shape in this game. It's a better team. The three-point shooting from Boyertown was, how many did they make? They made 4 3-point shots. If you can cut back on that, O'Hara is going to be in pretty good shape. But this Boyertown team's not going to go away.
No, and North Allegheny, they were that close to make it to the state finals last year, lost a last-second heartbreaker to Cumberland Valley, who just really whooped up on O'Hara. But how about the head coach of O'Hara, Linus McGinty, 71 years young, and he's been around forever.
And he's had just legendary teams and legendary players, and I would love to see Linus win a state championship. All those years he didn't have the opportunity. He had great teams that, in my view, would have walked to a state championship, didn't get the chance. Now they've been in it a couple of times. It's state championship or bust this year with a team, a real veteran team. And they've got their work cut out for them in the second half here. They're only down one. I think they'll be in pretty good shape. I'd love to see Linus get to Hershey and win a state championship. There wouldn't be much more for him to accomplish at that point.
Jack, do you think they're surprised? Do you think O'Hara is a little surprised at where they're at right now?
I wouldn't. I'm going to guess not only because you're in the state Final Four. What does Boyertown have, 26 wins, 25, 26 wins? If you're surprised, shame on you, and Linus is not going to have them surprised. He's going to have them prepared. They've got some length, Boyertown. They got some rebounds down there. They battle you.
They got a strange three-point shooter.
They did. They made a
That's like a shot put.
An NBA one of the Boyertown players made an NBA three at one point. They were even laughing. And that's the way that's the danger of one-and-done basketball. It's you could get beat on something like that. But if O'Hara keeps this defensive intensity up, they have the speed, I believe the overall offense to be able to score more than 21 points in the second half, they're going to be in pretty good shape.
So many connections I realized since I moved back to Delaware County a couple years ago in sports. It's unbelievable. I've met so many people, Delco Sports Hall of Fame guys, and then I could go on and on, Jack. Because I always worked in small town America, York and Harrisburg compared to here, small and Mifflin County. So it's just great to be back here. And it really is unbelievable what the Delco, Mr. Van Koski's on Delco Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's how about before, in the first game, we saw our old friend Clyde Jones. We got to catch up with him. He's coaching Girard College. He's got them in the finals now. And everywhere you go, no matter where you are, you're going to see Delaware County people if you're at a basketball game.
Yes,
saw Mike Callahan. I saw him ref the game yesterday, the Sixers game. Got here tonight. He's here tonight.
Right. Harry Chaykin does like an article, you know, like a feature article, and he talks about the Delco connections around here just about every week. Mike, a final question for Coach?
No, I think Harris in a little bit of shock here. I don't think it's going to affect their game necessarily, but I don't think either team came in expecting it to be quite so physical, although I think that Boyerton was the one who wanted it to become physical, because you've seen O'Hara tend to speed up their game, and that's not generally their game. They want to take the time, but they feel a little more pressure under these circumstances, and everybody's getting beat up pretty good inside.
The refs are letting them play, and O'Hara's pushing the ball down the court pretty good. I like O'Hara's chances in the second half. You guys sound great. Thanks for having me.
How's your brother doing? Of course, his brother, Fran McCaffrey, Iowa legend, Philly legend. How's he doing?
They did great. They had started four freshmen this year. They got to the NIT. They got to the second round. They lost in overtime yesterday. That could go either way. Expectations are going to be off the hook next year. Two 6'11 freshmen coming in. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for asking.
Jack McCaffrey, Delco Times, GOAT.
Thanks, Dave.
Legend,
thank
GOAT,
you, sir.
Greatest of all time. My man, Mark Jordan. You know him. You're going to be talking to him a lot. Marple Newtown baseball coach, Radnor girls basketball coach. I'm Dave Berman. Once again at halftime, your score is Boyertown 22, Cardinal O'Hara 21 girls basketball, DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Berman's Medical Supplies, urological catheters when you need them. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
Once again, still at halftime, about a minute away from the beginning of the third quarter. 6A state semifinals girls basketball, the pride of Delaware County. Cardinal O'Hara is trailing Boyertown 22-21. Still waiting for a score, trying to get a score on a game that's the Western game, which is underway also, and that is North Allegheny against Souderton, who I saw the other day. Look at Mark, you're shocked.
I am stunned. Holmes legend, Mr. Robert Linden, a coach of, and former friend of mine, actually a friend of mine and former teammate of mine, says the O'Hara's game is a three-point field goal. They only shot 2 for 10 that half. 2 for 10, 20%. Boyertown shot 4 for 5, 80% from beyond the arc. That, to me, is why this game is as close as it is. The tempo looks like it might get to 40 points, which I thought Boyertown would have very little shot to even stay in the game in the 40s. But guess what? They're playing as physical as O'Hara is. O'Hara gets through every single screen. Boyertown's starting to get chippy as well. I wonder if the referees will start calling a few more fouls here, you know, early in this quarter to sort of eliminate that a little bit. They had called very few fouls. What was it? 7 all half? That's
yep.
not that many in a high school basketball game.
And that is it. So here we go. Third quarter is underway. It's going to be Boyertown with the ball. Moving right to left. Leading by 1 point.
Ooh.
Top of the key, looking underneath. They throw the ball away. And the ball will go with O'Hara now. 7:49 to go. Third quarter. Boy, it's like every possession counts, baby.
Oh, you bet.
That was a wasted one.
O'Hara, top of the key, Gardler. Right of the key, Nyhill. Between the circles, straight away, Hendrickson. Left side to Polino. Flips it off, now top of the key, Nyhill. Floater with a left hand, too strong. Rebound by Abby Kapp of Boyertown, and back they come with Armstrong. Right of the key, Webb. Driving to the basket, ball on the floor, double dribble or travel?
Travel.
It's going to be a travel. Called on the Lady Bears.
You know what I would say? If I saw Hannah go one more time to her left hand, I would tell my girl she's still a lefty. So basically, she started the game as a lefty, and she still goes as a lefty, yet you allowed her to drive left into the lane for a little flip shot.
Nyhill comes back. Left to right here. Third quarter, O'Hara.
Oh, my gosh.
Nyhill driving to the basket. Off the glass for two.
And that was physical. She got pushed 3 times.
Yeah, and they didn't call. See, that's going to get out of hand if they don't start calling.
It was a two-hand push, and she fought through it, Hannah.
Yep.
Strong.
Strength. Got to hit those weights. Kat, 15-footer from the right side. Too strong. And at Nyhill with the rebound, it is. She is a pocket rocket. Tries to take it all the way to the basket. She does. Misses the shot. And the rebound to Boyertown. With the rock is Marcus now. Left of the key to Webb. Right of the key, Armstrong. Top of the key, Armstrong. And that's going to be
a there we go.
And that's going to be an offensive foul on Armstrong.
That's about their fifth or sixth moving screen. They finally call one.
That'll be her second.
They call the moving screen. They call the elbow to the face. I thought they called an elbow.
Loud in this gym. Packed house.
Well, you said Nyhill's the rocket? What's Nyhill's?
Pocket Rocket.
Copy.
Maurice Rocket Richard, Montreal Canadiens. Underneath the basket. O'Hara with the ball, 1 point lead, 23-22. Hendrickson, near side. Getting it out. Three ball is short. Offensive rebound, layup. Reverse layup is good. Great play by Maura Hendrickson, who has 8 points.
Second chance points.
O'Hara by three, 25-22. Nope.
Another push.
Oh, this is crazy.
No fouls. Actually, one foul here in the second half. Three ball straight away is short by. That was put up by Kapp. Offensive rebound, O'Hara. Excuse me, offensive rebound by Boyertown. We have a tie up and the possession arrow with O'Hara. And we have a timeout on the floor. 5:46 to go here in the third quarter. And your score now, 25-22, three-point lead. Cardinal O'Hara girls basketball, DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, and Mike Mayer. We're live here from Spring Ford High School. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. 6A semifinals. O'Hara with the ball and a three-point lead. There's a steal by Cap on the far side. She's going to take it all the way. Shot blocked by Hendrickson and out of bounds. Last touch by Hendrickson. And the ball will, excuse me, yeah, it's going to stay with Boyertown.
They ran a flare screen play, which Boyertown was ready for, and Cap jumped it. This quarter, though, two turnovers and two shots for Boyertown. Neither one that fantastic.
Right.
Three ball straight away, way wide to the right, no good. And the ball will go back to O'Hara.
So it's five possessions, David, and not one good look in five possessions, which is why they have no points in 3 minutes. O'Hara's turned it up defensively.
I heard North Allegheny won. They're in the state finals this year, and they're going to take on the winner of this game. 6 o'clock Friday night. Three ball short by Hendrickson. Ball bounces right in front of our scorer table, our press table here, out of bounds, back to Boyertown. North Allegheny should have been there last year, Mark. If you remember how they lost, the Cumberland Valley was just heartbreaking.
Was it a close one at the end? Was it?
Oh, very close. I'll have to tell you about it in a second when we get a chance. 4:55 to go here in quarter number three. Boyertown with the ball, down by three. They have not scored here in the third quarter.
It's off.
Jumper, no good by Cap. Rebound, O'Hara. Nihil, left of the key, top of the key. Hendrickson, NBA three, is going to be short and out of bounds. North Allegheny had a one-point lead against Cumberland Valley. I think it was like 2 seconds to go. Cumberland Valley had to go 90 feet. They brought in a freshman, North Allegheny, and she fouled the girl in the backcourt.
Boy.
I couldn't believe it. And then Jaycott, I think it was Jaycott, made the foul shots.
Sure.
Went on to beat O'Hara up pretty good in the state finals. Anyway, Boyertown with the ball. Trailing by three. 4:25 to go. Quarter number three. Give and go. Layup. Up, good, Boyertown.
Attack the rim.
Katie Armstrong with 8 points.
First points of the quarter.
1 point lead for O'Hara and the ball. Hendrickson right of the key. Top of the key, Nihil. Foul line, Sheehan. Oh, jumper's good.
Pretty shot.
She is.
Mary Sheehan going to St. Joe's University. She has 8 points.
She's smooth.
Three-point lead again, O'Hara. 3:50 to go, third quarter. This is Webb. Right of the key, Cap. Flipping it off now to Armstrong. Right side, Webb. Top of the key, driving Cap. Shot is blocked, and they're going to call a foul on Sheehan. It'll be two shots for Cap. Sheehan, I have her for two. Let's see what they put up on the board. Second. Team's first.
I'm not sure about that call either, Dave. I thought she had her chest to chest.
Cap has been held to seven so far. Free throw good.
Well, she's been forcing some things this quarter, I think. She's had one, two, three shot attempts, and none of them have been really good. Not in the pace of their offense.
Shooting and getting it. Bucknell recruit.
Well, in spite of Boyertown's very weak play in this third quarter, they're only down by a point.
That's a great point, Michael.
O'Hara leads at 27-26. They got to get it across the timeline, and they do. Hendrickson, left of the key, top of the key, three ball with the left hand. It's short by Nihil. Offensive rebound. Hendrickson fouled. She was trying to go up in the same motion, and she gets fouled. It'll be two shots. Let's see who the personal foul is going to be on.
Armstrong.
Armstrong. That's her third.
They call it a floor foul.
They say it was on the floor.
But
how about the hustle for Mara Hendrickson? She's done that a couple times already, where shots go up and she doesn't even look twice. She just attacks the rim. Oh, wide open.
Underneath, in the lane, Sheehan up. Shot is blocked by Cap. Rebound, O'Hara. Floater is no good. Rebound, Cap. Boyertown can take the lead. 3:05 to go. Underneath the basket, getting it out and almost turning it, throwing it away. They do. Throw it away, picked up on the end line, and out of bounds off of O'Hara. Great hustle, both teams right there.
But it's getting physical still. They're flying around.
Mary Sheehan for Cardinal O'Hara is just one tough lady.
She's tough. They're all tough.
3 minutes to go. Quarter number three. State semifinal 6A. Girls hoops. Lady Bears with the ball in Kylie Webb. Webb right of the key. Getting it now to Armstrong. Top of the key, Cat. Weaving the ball. Left side, Bolton. Right of the key. Down low in the block. This is Webb. Webb right side. Swisfert takes it to the rack. Ball is knocked from behind. Out of bounds off of Boyertown. Swisfert. Great defensive play there by Mara Hendrickson for O'Hara. The Lady Lions come back left to right.
And a small change by Coach McGinney. He now has Sheehan guarding Cap. Even size advantage.
This is Gardler, right side. Hendrickson, three ball is good. She bangs it home again from the right wing. Three trays in the game for Hendrickson.
And that was right in front of her. That was an amazing shot.
You got to pick your poison there when you drive to the basket. Boy. It's tough to help out because they kick out so well.
It's a big lead here. 4 points now for O'Hara. And Cap is fouled on the floor.
That's Sheehan's third. Interesting.
She's telling the coach she's good.
Yeah, I would.
I'd
still take her
Mary
out.
Mary Sheehan, yeah.
I think for 2 minutes left in this quarter, I'd take her out. She's too valuable.
Cardinal O'Hara, 30, and Boyertown, 26. 2:08 to go, third quarter. Boyertown with the ball. Right of the key, Marcus. Top of the key, Webb. Drives to the foul line, right of the key, Marcus. What's tough defense is just ridiculous it by is. O'Hara, the O'Hara girls. Hard work.
Can't get by them.
Forcing up a long, long three.
God.
It is good by Victoria Bolton.
Good Lord.
Bolton has two trays in the game. Regular field goal for 8 points. 1:40 to go. Third quarter. O'Hara with the ball. 1 point lead. North Allegheny awaits the winner. Lay it up and no good by Nihil.
Great drive, though.
Yep.
Here comes Boyertown back across the timeline, knocked out of bounds. Off. Last touch by Bolton.
Wow.
And the boos from the Boyertown fans here at a packed overflow sardine can, Spring Ford High School. Royersford, right off of Route 422.
Dave, get off my lap.
Down to a 1:15 to go, third quarter. Gardler flips it. Hendrickson. Weave. Gardler drives. Pass deflected away. Boy, they're all over the place. NBA three again is going to be short and out of bounds.
I think it was partially blocked.
I don't think
The ball.
Really?
I don't think it was either.
It's going to be an air ball and back to Boyertown with 1:02 to go in the third quarter. Checking in for the Lady Bears is Katie Armstrong.
But this is, I guess, as advertised in the physicality, but.
Boy.
This is more the score I thought it'd be, 30-29.
And when it was over. Oh, it's after three, really?
Well, I'm saying if this quarter ends where it is now, it's...
Okay. Oh, another long three. That's going to be wide to the right. Put up by Bolton. O'Hara the rebound. 40 seconds to go. Quarter number three.
Coach has told him to take the last shot.
They're in their double high stacks delay game.
Nihil guarded by Marcus. Nihil straight away now to the left. Hendrickson between the circles. Dribbles to the right down the 19 seconds to go, third quarter. O'Hara with the ball, 1 point lead. Cardinal O'Hara from Springfield. This is Nihil, top of the key. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Gardler, pass underneath, a beauty and a foul. Beautiful pass by Gardler, the old-fashioned bounce pass picked up by Sheehan. And Mary is fouled. She'll go to the line, shooting two, 4.9 seconds to go, third quarter.
Great job by Coach McGinney and the O'Hara girls. They held the ball. They were just in control. And they got exactly what they wanted, a drive and a pass for a layup. Mary's at the line, trying two.
Makes the first. Mary Sheehan, three in the quarter, nine for the game. Two-point lead, O'Hara. Again, short, good box out by Cap. Knocked out of bounds.
He missed that call.
Last touch by Boyertown.
Good Lord, it's right in front of us.
Last touch by Boyertown.
No.
3.5 seconds to go under their offensive basket. A marvelous opportunity here now for O'Hara. Up by two late in the third quarter. Hendrickson to inbound under the basket. Out high. Gardner, three ball, wide to the left, and that's going to be it after three quarters of play. The barn burner continues. It's now Cardinal O'Hara, 31, Boyertown, 29. The 6A state semifinals, girls high school basketball. North Allegheny waiting in the wings on DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
By the way, the final score from Pennsylvania historian in the crowd here tonight, Hal Wilson, in the other semifinal game, I guess we'll call it the Western Final if you sure. want to, 32-31 in favor of North Allegheny over Souderton. We were that close to having a Philly area final.
Pretty close score. Real quick numbers, 4-15 that quarter from O'Hara, 1-7 from beyond the arc. Boyertown was 2-7, only put up 2 two-point shots, shot 1-5 from beyond the arc. Teams combined 2-12 that quarter behind the arc. I think you have to start attacking this rim. Boyertown had at least 5 turnovers in that quarter as well.
Just underway the fourth quarter. 6A state semis girl hoops. Boyertown driving travel is going to be called on Cat. Boyertown had a chance to tie it.
I'm sorry, but a great job by Coach Bieber. Knows Mary Sheehan's got 3 fouls. The first play was a low block set up by Cap on Sheehan, trying to draw a 4th foul. Didn't get it. Got another turnover.
All right, O'Hara with the ball. Early here in the fourth quarter. Top of the key. Spinning, getting it out now to Nihil. It's a good move by Garland. Nihil drives to the basket, foul on the floor. Going to be called on Allie Marcus, her first. Let's look at the team foul situation here. Just 2 on O'Hara here in the second half and 4 for Boyertown. That's not that bad.
Hannah Nihil is so quick. She can get to the basket anytime she wants.
Division 1 player. Kenzie Gardler, left of the key. Top of the key, Nihil, dribbling to the left. On her like a glove is Marcus. Flipping it to Hendrickson, to Nihil, back to Gardler. Right side, tough, tough defense in there. That's deflected in the backcourt. I think it's going to be a backcourt violation.
No,
it was last touched. Okay. And now we have a foul called on Boyertown, and I tell you what, those Boyertown fans are not happy.
Well, they haven't caught a whole lot of that the entire game, but I think they should just stick with their principles and just play regular man-to-man defense.
7 minutes left in the game, and Borden's right there. I mean, this is going to be a one-mistake game, potentially.
O'Hara with the ball, two-point lead, 31-29 over Boyertown. It's usually a baseball town, but tonight it is girls basketball. Boyertown fans going crazy. Underneath, off the glass, 2 points for the very athletic Mary Sheehan, who has 11. It's a 4-point lead now for O'Hara. Left of the key to Marcus. Boyertown, top of the key with the rock. Ball is stolen away. Big possession right here. Here's Gardler. Shot blocked from behind. Out of bounds. Cat blocks it from behind. However, it's still going to be Cardinal O'Hara. Lady Lions basketball. 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. With a 33-29 lead.
Very aggressive defense, boy. They are just all over the
that's
court.
That's going to be 8-9 turnovers this half for Boyertown, which is going to be the difference in the game, I believe.
That's good. Ball deflected out of bounds on the near side by Bolton. 6:19 to go, fourth quarter. O'Hara with the ball. It's going to be Hendrickson to inbound. O'Hara 6 minutes and change away from going back to the state finals. And we have a timeout on the floor. 6:17 to go in fourth quarter action. It's O'Hara with the ball at a 4-point lead, 33-29 over Boyertown. state semifinals on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
6:14 to go in the fourth quarter. O'Hara with the ball, 4-point lead.
Coach Bieber called for a trap that last time out on the side out of bounds. Coach McGinney had none of it. Timeout.
Sheehan, this is a foul line jumper. In and out. Boyertown, the rebound. Going to the basket with a dipsy-doo shot. Lay it up and in by Victoria Bolton, who has 10 points. 5:50 to go. Fourth quarter. 2-point lead, O'Hara. Down to the wire we go. North Allegheny beat Salerton 32-31 out west to advance. This is Gardler straight away. Left of the key, Nyhill. 5:25 to go. Quarter number four. Very patient here. Nyhill far side. A push foul is going to be called on Bolton.
That's definitely a foul.
That'll be her third.
But how many of them have we seen tonight? How many of them have we seen in three and a half quarters?
Well, they put them on the court? I don't know. I mean, that's a lot of pushing.
She's lost a lot. It's crazy physical.
5:21 to go. Fourth quarter. O'Hara with the ball. 2-point lead. 16 fouls here on Boyertown. She in travels. Shuffle those feet.
I don't know. You thought so?
Sure.
You think she did?
That's what the ref said.
All right, we'll go with it.
He's the play-by-play guy. He does what the ref says. Yes. You can make the comments.
I was going to say, I'm not so sure.
I've learned over the years to kind of calm it down.
I trust Mary Sheehan.
Even southeastern PA is a small area. All right, Boyertown with the ball. Cat to the basket. The floater is good by Abby Cat Bucknell. Going to get a good one there. We are tied at 33, 5 minutes to go in the fourth.
Last two shots for Boyertown were attacking the rim. Both shots in the paint. They're 3-for-3 in the paint in this half.
Hendrickson for three. No good. And the rebound is taken by Boyertown. And that's by Bolton. And we have a foul. Or, no, I'm sorry. The rebound by Marcus. Foul on O'Hara in the backcourt. Just her third team foul here in the second half.
They're going to pick up full court here, man-to-man.
Yeah, they have three fouls to give so they can continue to play aggressively.
Well, that wasn't a foul that time, but it's okay.
Boyertown.
I agree.
In the backcourt. They led at halftime by 1 point. We're tied now 33-33, coming up on 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Way out high, straight away, Armstrong. Left of the key, Marcus. Left wing corner to Bolton. Left of the key, and a timeout call by Coach Jason Bieber in his ninth year, and Boyertown. We'll take a break. 4:26 to go in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 33. DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Back to Spring Ford High School, Royersford. We are rocking the house here. It's 33-33, girls 6A semifinals, and Boyertown with the ball. Here's her Bucknell recruit, spin move, partially blocked, missing the shot, out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Bears, back to O'Hara.
In 4 minutes, Boyertown only has two shots attempted, has made them both, and they're still tied in this game.
That's right. I mean, if you looked at the game and didn't know the score, you should think that O'Hara's pretty well ahead, but that's not the case.
4:14 to go, fourth quarter. Nihil, left side, Gardler, three ball, short. Rebound, a hustle play by Mary Sheehan for O'Hara with a rebound. She gets it out high to Nihil. Right of the key. Gardler pulls back. Jumper. No good again. And a rebound to Kat. Abby Kat. Across the timeline. 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Boyertown and O'Hara tied at 33. Right side Armstrong. They weave it around. Left wing. Underneath. Short shot by Kat is no good. And the rebound taken by O'Hara and Kenzie Gardler. Between the circles, Nihil. Down to 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Tied at 33, 6A semifinals. Winner goes to Hershey, 6 o'clock Friday night. State championship against North Allegheny from Pittsburgh. Nihil right of the key. Slows it back up.
Caps clogging the lane.
Great defense on Nihil. Left wing corner, Sheehan. She brings it out high now. Sheehan, she is a senior. She plays like it. Flips it now to Polino. Now the floater with a left hand is short. No good by Nihil. The rebound, Boyertown, and Cap. Cap gets it back across the timeline. Left of the key, 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Boyertown, 33. O'Hara, 33. Cap looking. Top of the key now, Marcus. Left of the key, Armstrong. Foul line, Armstrong. Now she gets it to Webb. Webb, right side, Marcus. Down to 2:15 to go here, guys, in the fourth quarter.
Boy, the last shot maybe be the winning shot.
Oh. Push, nothing called. O'Hara still has three fouls to give. 16 fouls on Boyertown. There's the go-to girl. Turnaround shot is good. Beautiful shot.
Well, guess what? Kudos to them. What patience, held the ball for a full minute, got the ball to her star in the paint, and she hits a 10-foot jump shot.
And O'Hara is down by two with 1:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Backdoor layup up and in by Mary Sheehan. What a ball game. Tied at 35. 1:40 to go in the fourth quarter.
I would call a timeout. But
Boyertown with the ball. Do they have the patience to go for the final shot?
It's awful tough against this defense.
Down to 1:30. Kat, top of the key. Left of the key, Marcus. Took it to the basket. No, but a foul.
She did.
And this will be two shots for number 5 of Boyertown, Allie Marcus.
No pressure.
And just so you don't think that I was the guy, a naysayer, the Pac-10 website predicted a 15-point or so O'Hara win. And they know this team, Boyertown, pretty well.
Ooh.
Free throw is good by Marcus.
And if I told you you had a 1-point lead with a minute 23 to go, would you take in that, Michael?
Mm.
And this is a team, Boyertown, that knocked out Cumberland Valley in their backyard. First round of the states. Another free throw is good.
Talk about ice water in your veins. Two perfect shots.
It's a 2-point lead now for Boyertown. 37-35. O'Hara coming back. Coming down to 1:10 to go.
Same flare screen. Wide open again.
Down low, Sheehan again. Lays it up and in. What a ball player. Clutch. 6 for her. All 6 points by O'Hara here in the fourth quarter by the St. Joe's recruit, Mary Sheehan. 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter. Boyertown with the ball. We're tied at 37. Unbelievable state semifinal game.
She set that
game.
Flare screen a couple times, David, and she just slips it down to the block, and they get it to her.
Bolton. Everybody on the edge of their seats. People biting their fingernails. It's going to be an easy layup off the glass. She missed it. And it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by who? Last touch by O'Hara.
Yeah, it was.
The shot by Webb did not fall. She got a little bit of resistance defensively. 39.8 seconds to go. Fourth quarter.
I thought it was off the
board. Boyertown with the ball. Tied at 37 against O'Hara. Winner goes to the state championship. Here we go. Out high now, straight away, Marcus.
Coach Club motion.
I'm sure Coach Bieber will call a timeout here shortly. Down to 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And there's a timeout. 26 seconds to go. Keep it right here. We're tied at 37. It's hard. Boy, you hate to lose a game like this. Well, but as they say at the PIAA, there's no losers when you get, especially in a game like this.
Well, except you want to win.
You want to guess what? I think this has been a fantastic game.
Oh, yeah.
Defensively, it's been a clinic. Boyertown finally got the ball to the paint. They've taken 5 shots in the paint this half. O'Hara, 12 shots in the paint this half. And I think O'Hara's had a great mindset about attacking the rim, but now they need one stop. So Coach McGinnis telling his girls, we're going to need one stop. Where is Boyertown going with the ball? Let's assume it's going to Cap. Yes. Or maybe Ali Marcus up top, attacking a little bit, attacking the rim.
Now you think Boyertown's going to try to hold the ball for the last shot?
I would. I probably wouldn't attack the rim to about 10 or 8 or 10 seconds left. But remember this, if you shoot too soon, Nihil's quick as a cat. She'll get down the court in a heartbeat.
Right.
So I probably would shoot the ball with that 8 seconds left and look for maybe one or two offensive rebounds.
Of course,
rebounds.
The risk you run is you pass it around. If O'Hara gets aggressive and steals the ball from you and makes the shot, the game's over.
Once again, O'Hara has 2 fouls to give.
Correct. They can be a little more feisty and aggressive here, but I'd assume the ball's going to go out to Marcus. She'll hold for a little bit, and they're going to look for Cap somewhere in the paint area.
All right, here we go. 26 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Are we going overtime, or will there be a historic shot that will never be forgotten? Boyertown with the ball. Way out high to the right side.
Foul.
Marcus. O'Hara all over him. There is a foul. That's okay. O'Hara commits a foul.
I think they won it even earlier. They didn't call it.
So 17 seconds to go. In the fourth quarter, Boyertown remains in possession of the ball. We're tied at 37.
And still a foul to give, so they're still going to be very aggressive.
Looking for a turnover here, O'Hara. Boyertown into the backcourt now to Marcus, guarded by Nihil. Down to 13 seconds.
Oh.
And there is a bump by Nihil. Team foul number 6. Now, can't commit a foul.
Right.
We're going down with 9.9 seconds to go. Boyertown with the ball, and we're going down to the final shot.
This is fantastic. Crazy good game.
Inbounding the ball on the far side for the Lady Bears is 5'7 junior Kylie Webb to the Bucknell recruit. Here she is, Abby Capp, top of the key. She's going to pull back and jump.
Oh, my God.
She drains it, and that is the ball game.
Well, wait. O'Hara tried to get a timeout with a second left.
The jumper is good by the Bucknell University recruit.
Zero showing on the clock. What are they going to call?
Well,
39-37, 2-point lead, Boyertown. Did they get the timeout
inside? I think it was a second left. Yes, they definitely did. They called it.
But it's going to be a situation like North Allegheny had last year. 1.1 seconds. The game is not over. Still on the clock. Similar situation. North Allegheny last year had a 1-point lead on Cumberland Valley, and they had to bring the ball all the way up, did Cumberland Valley, and a girl committed a foul on the inbounds pass, I presume.
Couple things. One, that play was fantastic. Basically, yep. It was simply a clear off her cap. She went down the lane area, foul line, backed the girl in, stepped back, and hit a 16- or 17-foot jump shot straight on. That's part one. Part two now. Coach McGinnis is going to tell his girls, if it was me, to throw this ball into the front court. Any kind of contact, you're going to see a girl fall down. I would do that for sure. Try to draw some contact. But I would see a baseball pass maybe to this foul line area to Mary Sheehan. I would get my strongest arm and throw a baseball pass into the front court and take our chances. 1 second, to me, David, means one dribble. So it's catch, gather one dribble, and shoot it. Mary's throwing the ball in bounds, actually.
And unfortunately, it's not like the NBA where you can call time. Another timeout just called, by the way. You can get it midcourt.
The ball. Real quick, I believe their play there was to try and draw a foul. They had an eye heel on the side. So if you're guarding me tight and you run by, if I step in front of you, it's a foul.
I know, but you got to stay away from that.
Boyertown did. They backed up. So now another timeout was called by O'Hara. And now it looks like, who's that over there? Is that Coach Giddens? He's got something on the board. He's showing the kids. But I hope this should be a baseball pass somewhere down the foul line area. Guess what? Christian Leitner, you catch it, you turn 1 second, you give it a go.
It's a lot to ask a 1.1
second. It is for a guy or a girl, but to me the pass can't be in the backcourt. It's got to be down here towards our basket.
Right now, Abby Catt is the hero for the Boyertown squad. But here we go. Another timeout is called, I think.
O'Hara called it this one.
He set the defense. So another timeout. That's 3 straight timeouts. 1.1 seconds ago. 6A girls basketball state semifinals. Boyertown leading at 39-37. O'Hara has to go 94 feet.
And Boyertown has
90 feet.
Nobody on the ball for Boyertown. They have basically like 3 girls at center at half court, and 1 girl's back here. guarding a man-to-man. So I would put a couple girls way down the court here and throw the ball 80 feet and see what happens. And you're right, it's not an easy pass to make. But, you know, Northwestern did the same play, I believe, against Minnesota late in the year, and they threw the ball 85 feet, catching a layup. That's a little different story, of course.
Well, and you're talking about grown men who can throw the ball that far. So,
Mike always keeps it real.
That's right. That's why we love him.
Hey, listen, I mean, I would feel much better if there were like 3 seconds left on the clock. That would make this
pretty simple.
1.1.
Kudo to Boyertown. Kudos.
Oh, listen. They held it.
They held defensively. The game was in the 30s where I thought it'd be. And they made one more shot. It's crazy. Being basketball. You said you don't play it on paper.
We thought last possession probably win it.
So if you're Boyertown, stay away from your girl.
Yes.
Stay away. Do not.
Are.
That's it.
No, it's not far enough.
From three-quarters court. It's short, and that is it. The season comes to an end for the Cardinal O'Hara girls basketball team as they fall in a heartbreaker, 6A state semifinals to the Boyertown Lady Bears and Jason Bieber in year number 9, 39-37 on a jumper with about 2 or 3 seconds to go by the Bucknell University recruit, Abby Kapp, 6-foot senior. Congratulations to Boyertown. You got to give them all the credit in the world. We'll be back with a wrap-up. Again, the final score, Boyertown will take on North Allegheny for the state championship, girls 6A basketball, and that will be Friday night, 6 o'clock at the Giant Center in Hershey, as it's the Lady Bears, 39, and Cardinal O'Hara, 37 on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
What an unbelievable girls basketball state semifinal game at the highest level, 6A, Boyertown. They won the baseball state championship in the spring, last spring. Now their girls are going to the state finals in basketball against North Allegheny, who beat Souderton by just 1 point tonight out west in a low-scoring affair. Final score, Boyertown 39, Cardinal O'Hara 37. Tough loss for Linus McGinty and his crew. They're now 25. They close out the year 25-4. Boyertown improves to 26-5.
Just some crazy numbers. O'Hara shot 15 for 50. That's 30%. Boyertown shot 14 for 30, took 20 less shots, yet prevailed. Kapp with a fantastic shot at the end of the game. I think the downfall for O'Hara, you can go a lot of different ways. 3 for 19 from beyond the arc. They're a much, much better shooting team than what you saw tonight. But what a great season for Coach McGinty. Did the Cardinal O'Hara community proud. Did Delaware County proud. The PCL champions. Got here to the state semifinals. They're class acts. And before the game, I don't think they overlooked this team, Boyertown, per se. But I guarantee you on film, you could tell how physical and chippy Boyertown was. They matched their physicality, which shocked me as a guy, on the periphery a little bit. And
O'Hara seemed to have better control, but they couldn't capitalize on shots with it. And that, that cost them the game, essentially. I mean, both teams had bad shooting situations. Both teams were running around trying to get something to work for them. But generally, I think just the aggressiveness on both sides of the ball on both teams was just something we haven't seen a lot in girls basketball. I mean, you see it more often than we do.
And I can't tell you one more crazy stat, but I just got the rebounding stat. O'Hara won the rebounding stats 24-20. 11-1 offensive rebounds. O'Hara. So if you told me they had 11-1 advantage on the offensive boards and took 20 more field goals, I would say you're absolutely out of your mind. This game is even close. It'd be a double-digit game. And kudos to, we had said
earlier that if we were just watching the game, didn't know what the score was, we would think O'Hara was winning by a reasonable amount, and it just turned out not to be. So, all right, well, this is our last broadcast of the season. We are done for basketball.
Did 20 total broadcasts.
Yes, we did. We did 20 games. Brought you right to the semifinals for the girls game. There won't be any Delaware County teams in the
State finals.
In state finals, but that's okay. It happens every once in a while. But we had a good run. We enjoyed every minute of it. And we're going to look forward to year five starting, and we'll be back in December of this year.
Can't do it without our great sponsors, including Absolutely. The signature sponsor, Berman's Medical Supplies in Aston, Delaware County. But again, congratulations, Boyertown. And Abby Kapp is the hero in that small town with a turnaround jumper with 2-3 seconds ago. Wins it for Boyertown, 39-37. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable is right.
It's great. And again, one more time, Cardinal O'Hara, Coach McGinney and O'Hara, what a fantastic season for them, knocking off Wood and Goretti.
Yep.
And if you told me that, well, Wood girls are still alive, right? Wood and Goretti girls are still alive. So there still could be a Philadelphia Catholic League champion, state champion. But what a great year. It's actually possible they both win state titles, correct? They're both still alive.
Right.
So O'Hara could knock off two state title winners. So they had an outstanding season. And, and kudos to all the seniors for Cardinal O'Hara. Real quick, who was it? Mary Sheehan and Hannah Nihill. What great careers they had.
Yep.
So congratulations to O'Hara girls.
All right. Well, for the last time this season, this is DelcoHoops.com, and you're listening to high school basketball, which has never sounded so good. We'll see you in December of this year. Have a great time. Enjoy.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.